Chapter 39, Applying the Finding the Feeling Place Process. The Finding the Feeling Place process is most helpful in making sure that you're radiating a vibration that will serve you, in that this is a process that will help you realize what you're actually attracting. This process is one of using your imagination to pretend that your desire has already come about and that you're now actually living the details of that desire. As you focus upon what it feels like to be living your desire, you cannot at the same time be feeling the absence of your desire. So, with practice, you can tip the scale, so to speak, so that even though your desire has not actually yet manifested, you're offering a vibration as if it has, and then it must. Your goal in this process is to conjure up images that cause you to offer a vibration that allows your desire. Your goal is to create images that feel good to you. Your goal is to find the feeling place of what it would be like to have your desire, rather than finding the feeling place of what it's like not to have it. You could use a remembering technique and remember a time more like that which you now desire. You could use an imagining technique and imagine or pretend that it's happening now, or you could focus upon someone who's already living your desire. And as you focus upon details of the desire that you hold, its vibrational essence within you will be activated. You do not have to be actually living something in order to offer the vibration of it, but once you do offer the vibration of it, it will not be long before you are living it. The more often you play this finding the feeling place process, the better you will be at playing it, and the more fun it will become. When you pretend, or selectively remember, you activate new vibrations and your point of attraction shifts. And when your point of attraction shifts, your life will improve regarding every subject for which you found a new feeling place. This finding the feeling place process works best if your range on the emotional guidance scale is within the following. From a high of number 10, which is like frustration, to a low of anger. In other words, you're between frustration, overwhelmment, disappointment, doubt, worry, blame, discouragement, down as low as anger. Let's apply this finding the feeling place process to an example of a marital situation. I still love my wife, but our relationship's nothing like it used to be. When we were first married, I couldn't wait to see her at the end of the day. But now, to be honest, I sort of dread going home. She complains a lot about so many different things, and I think she blames me for everything that isn't going the way she wants it to. I don't want to leave, but it's sure not fun staying either. I feel frustration. I feel blame. I feel irritation. And now, let's apply the remembering technique. I remember the first day we met. She got my attention right away. I liked the way she looked, and I really liked how much fun she was. I remember noticing how good she was at really listening when I spoke, and how good she made me feel because she was so interested in what I had to say. I knew immediately that she was someone whom I wanted to spend more time with. Remembering something from the past that felt good is a powerful tool for improving your vibration, because as you recall those better feeling times, you activate the vibration that was active then. Also, it's not possible for you to focus upon what is happening and what has happened at the same time. And now, let's apply the imagining technique. I'm imagining myself leaving the office and being happy about my workday being done. I visualize myself getting into my car. I'm proud of this car. It's really a beauty. I turn on the CD player, and my wife's favorite CD begins playing. I smile because I know she was driving my car yesterday and playing her favorite music. We have this funny game going where she always leaves her favorite music in the player. Now I'm eager to get home and hang out with her. She's a lighthearted girl who always makes me feel glad to be with her. I'm a lucky guy. Notice that there's nothing serious or heavy happening in this visualization. You're not trying to make anything happen. You're not trying to reform your wife or change her. You're just making up a story for one purpose only, to cause yourself to feel good at the same time that you're focusing upon something that's important to you. This imagery, even though it may be complete fiction, has changed the relationship between the vibration that you've been offering lately about your wife and the vibration of your desire about your wife. Things will now have to improve, and at the very least, you feel good right now. Now let's apply this technique to an abundant situation. My husband and I have both had jobs for years, and we saved some money, not a lot, but enough to live for a year. We had a really great idea for our own business, and we had a friend who had enough money to help us get started. But now, after 2 years, we're still taking money from our savings to live on, and our savings account is going down fast. I feel worried. I feel discouraged. Let's apply the remembering technique. I remember getting my first real paycheck and how good it felt. I had no bills, and having that much money handed to me all at once made me feel rich. I remember feeling excited that week after week I was going to receive another check and another. Reactivating a good feeling memory is an extremely helpful technique because it's something that actually happened to you. So it has a factual or true nature, which holds little contradictory vibration for you. In other words, you believe it. When you reach into your past and activate a belief that matches your current desire, you're now, in that moment, in vibrational alignment, and your manifestations will now improve. Now let's apply the imagining technique. I'm writing the last check that will pay our friend back the money he loaned us to start our business. He's surprised and pleased that we're able to do it so quickly. I can visualize how happy my husband is as he hands our friend the check. They're such good friends. It felt good that our friend believed in our idea, and it feels wonderful that our idea paid off and we're having such wonderful success. And we're just getting started. There's so much more yet to be discovered, experienced, and enjoyed. You cannot focus upon what you want and what you do not want at the same time. By using your imagination to deliberately conjure a good-feeling scenario, you immediately distract yourself from the unwanted reality, and your vibration shifts instantly, allowing your vibrational alignment with your own desires. If you really understood the power of your vibration, you would never focus upon an unwanted reality again, for your reality is extremely temporary, and it can be easily molded into situations, events, scenarios, and conditions that please you. And now let's apply this process to a planetary situation. The planet seems unstable. There are so many earthquakes, mudslides, tidal waves, and hurricanes that suddenly sweep in and cause destruction. I almost don't want my family to leave home for fear something will happen and we'll be separated from each other, be hurt, or even worse. I feel worried. I feel insecure. I feel fear. Now we'll apply the remembering technique. I remember being a child, still living at home with my parents. There were two big lilac bushes in our front yard up against the fence. My mother used to let me take some old blankets outside, and I remember using clothespins to make a tent between those bushes. I spent hours there, setting it up, rearranging it, and playing with toys I'd brought from my room. You see, it's not necessary that you solve the problems of the world, or even the problems of your own life, before you can begin to feel better. Just by remembering a pleasant moment from a time gone by, you can reactivate your vibration of well-being. And when you are consistently feeling well-being, nothing other than well-being can be your experience. Now we'll apply the imagining technique. I see myself, my wife, and my kids getting out of our car at this wonderful hotel in the mountains. It's not a very well-known place, but we go there every year. Kids always look forward to coming here because they're allowed to have the run of the place. They always meet other kids, and this carefree environment just feels great to all of us. We don't try to keep any strict schedules. We just do what we feel like doing when we feel like doing it. This exercise of thinking thoughts to deliberately produce a feeling, rather than thinking a thought and then having a feeling response, is an extremely valuable tool. When you care about how you feel, and you choose your thoughts because of the way they feel, you are in control of your vibrations and of the relationship between your desires and beliefs. Many people believe that daydreaming or fantasizing is a frivolous use of time. We see it as utilizing your emotional guidance system for the purpose of directing the power of your mind to activate the vibration, which is your point of attraction. We see it as powerful, deliberate creating. There's not a great difference between remembering and imagining, for in either case, the object of your attention is not actually occurring in your now reality. When you focus positively, apart from whatever is happening right now, you can activate a vibration that will attract something different into your experience. But if you insist on giving your attention only to the reality that exists, then nothing can change.